Hi everyone, thanks for coming along today and big congratulations to all of you for becoming Pulsar Schools. It's great to see so many people enthusiastic about astronomy and thinking about the sort of things you can do up in space. So I am very lucky in that I used to be interested in space as a kid, and now I actually get to work to do with stuff in space for a living, which is just fantastic. So I'm an astronomer, and that means that I get to look through telescopes and make pretty pictures of the sky, and people pay me for it, which is just fantastic. So until last year, I was working and studying and living in Australia, in Sydney. And last year, I got a really good job, a job with NASA over in America. And so about 12 months ago, I packed up everything I own and moved over to America, and that's where I'm living now. And so I work at a place which has got a big name, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT for short. And over there, which it's in a city called Boston, and over there I use all the latest space telescopes and gizmos and gadgets and computers and all the rest of it. So have you heard of the Hubble Space Telescope? Yeah. Yeah, okay, so that's one of the telescopes I get to use. Has anyone heard of, there's a new one called Chandra. Anyone heard of Chandra? A couple of people? Okay, well, Chandra's a brand new telescope, just as good as the Hubble, and I'm also using that one, so that's really exciting. And what I study are dead stars. I'm really interested in what happens when a star dies. Now, it's pretty interesting about stars dying, but it's actually really important as well. And so I just want to spend a few minutes telling you why stars dying is important. And to understand what's going on, you need to actually not think about what happens when a star dies, but go all the way back to the beginning when a star is actually born, how stars start off. Now, stars actually start off in a big, huge cloud of gas floating out in space. Because it turns out that space isn't empty. Space, as well as all the stars and planets and asteroids, is actually also full of big clouds of gas. And you've got this big cloud of gas sitting out there in space, and it sits there doing nothing for millions of years, and then something bumps into the side of it. It gets a little bump. And when this big cloud gets a bump, a ripple goes through the cloud. It's a bit like if you took out a huge giant carpet and you shook one edge of the carpet really hard, a ripple would go through the carpet, right? It's the same with the cloud. A ripple goes through the cloud because something bumps into it. And instead of being nice and smooth, all of a sudden, the cloud is a little bit lumpy. It's got a few lumps in it. And if you've got a little lump of gas, that little lump of gas has a little bit of gravity. And that little bit of gravity from this little lump of gas pulls in a bit more gas from around it. And now you've got a slightly bigger lump of gas. That slightly bigger lump, well, it's got a little bit more gravity, and you can see what's going to happen. It's going to pull in more gas from around it, and it's going to get a bit bigger. And before too long, you start off with a little lump of gas, and all of a sudden you've got this big lump of gas. This big lump of gas, gravity is pulling it all towards the center, it's getting squeezed really tightly, and if you squeeze a lump of gas, the center of it gets really, really hot, and the center of the lump gets hotter and hotter, and eventually it hits about 10 million degrees Celsius, and when that happens, it turns on and it becomes a brand new baby star. So that's how stars are actually born, that's where they come from. Now, it's only the center of the lump that becomes the baby star. You've got this big ball of gas, and only the center becomes the baby star. Once you've got that baby star, the rest of the lump begins to break up and become little lumps. And can anyone tell me, what are those little lumps going to become? Yep? Not a new star, something related to stars, though, yeah? And what's it going to become? Now, we've just got one star, and they've got these other lumps, and these other lumps are small. They're not big enough. Up the back, you know, don't you? Pardon? Exactly right. They become planets. Okay, so you've got a star, and like if you take our star, the Sun, it's got all these planets going around it. Well, they came from the rest of the lump of stuff. The center bit became the star, and the rest becomes planets, just like ours. All right, so now we've got our star, and we've got planets around it, and that's great. And nothing much happens for millions of years now. The star just shines. It's burning gas, it's burning a gas called hydrogen, and it's giving off light and giving off heat. But the interesting stuff starts to happen about 10 million years later when this star finally runs out of fuel. And when it runs out of fuel, well, something very drastic starts to happen. But before I tell you what's going to happen, and I'm sure a few of you already know, you've got to think about what the star's doing while it's alive. While the star's alive, everything's in perfect balance. Because you've got two forces on a star. You've got the heat of the star, and the heat of the star is pushing everything out. It's like a big, if you feel a balloon full of hot air, the balloon's going to expand. Same deal with a star. It's really hot, and the gas of the star is pushing outwards in all directions. But there's another force acting on a star, and that force is trying to pull everything back towards the center. Does anyone know what the name of that force is? Yep. Exactly right. It's gravity. The same force that's pulling us towards the center of the Earth right now is pulling the whole star together. So you've got gravity pulling in and heat pushing out. And for most of the star's life, these two things are in perfect balance. But eventually, the star burns up all its hydrogen. It takes millions and millions of years to do this. But eventually, it's run out of hydrogen. And one of those forces, the heat force, the one that's pushing out, switches off. So you had heat going out and gravity going in. And now you've only got gravity going in. So what's going to happen to the star? Yep. Do you know? Yeah? No idea? Somebody else? At the back? Well, there's heat pushing out and gravity pulling in. So just gravity, what's going to happen to the star? Show me their hands, everyone. Exactly right. Crunch. Okay. In just a few seconds, the star's going to go from being 10 million kilometers across to about 10 kilometers across. So it's going to shrink. It's going to shrink from something absolutely enormous, millions of kilometers, to something the size of much smaller than Melbourne in just a few seconds. When you shrink something to that size, it becomes incredibly dense. It actually becomes something called a pulsar, which is what all your classes have been named after. And pulsars are very strange objects. If you walked up to a pulsar with a teaspoon, I don't know why you'd do that, but just say you did. If you walked up to a pulsar with a teaspoon and took out a teaspoon of it, that little lump of a pulsar in your teaspoon would weigh the same as about 10,000 Sydney Harbour Bridges. So imagine taking the Sydney Harbour Bridge 10,000 times and squeezing it down into a teaspoon. That's how incredibly dense these pulsars are. But what happens is the star collapses. And remember, this happens in only a fraction of a second, or just a couple of seconds. You've got this huge thing. It shrinks down to become this tiny pulsar. All the atoms inside the star slam into each other, and the whole thing actually rebounds. And what happens next is the star actually explodes. It shrinks, rebounds, and blows up. And does anyone know what that's called in the front row? Exactly right. It's called a supernova. So a supernova, I'm sure you've all heard the word, is the huge explosion when a star collapses and then a few seconds later blows itself to bits. And that's what I study. I study these exploding stars, the pulsar and then the explosion, the supernova. And these explosions are unbelievable. If one of these happened near us, it would be so bright you'd be able to see it in broad daylight for months or even a year after the explosion. That's how bright the explosions are. So they're pretty big and they're pretty interesting, but they're also really important. And the reason why they're important is because of what happens next. Because the star blows up, and all the bits and pieces of the star fly off into space, and eventually slow down and stop. And then what have you got? All these bits of stuff have flown off into space, and you've got this big cloud of stuff just sitting there in the dark, floating there in space. And you can probably guess what's going to happen next. Something will bump into the cloud, and a ripple will go through it, and you'll get little lumps, and those little lumps will get bigger, and they'll make new baby stars, and the whole cycle will start again. So you see, the universe is very environmentally friendly. It recycles everything. If you start off with a star, the star will die, it will blow up, spread into space, and make new baby stars, and it will happen again and again. So that's pretty interesting, and it sort of helps us understand how the whole universe fits together, but it has a very important implication for us here on Earth. Because if you start asking, you know, well, where did we actually come from? Like, where did we come from? Where did the Earth come from? Where did the Sun come from? It turns out that we all actually came from an exploding star. Every single atom in your bodies, every single atom in my body, every single atom in every person who's ever lived, every single tree, every single bird, every single plant, everything, all was once part of an exploding star about 5 billion years ago. So that star blew up, the bits and pieces flew out into space, and eventually made the Sun and the Earth and us, which is pretty incredible, really. So by studying exploding stars, we're actually looking at the whole big question of where we actually come from. And one day, eventually, what we'll end up as. Because eventually, the Sun will die. It won't blow up, but it will die. And the Earth will die, and all our bits and pieces will get spread out into space. And then eventually, the big cloud of gas will come together and make a new star and maybe new planets and new people. And the whole process will start again. So that's just a little bit, just a really short version of what I do. I've had to study for lots of years to get there here. It took me about 8 years to study all that stuff, and I've sort of squeezed it all down to 10 minutes. But I hope it all made sense to you. And if you've got any questions on that or anything else about space or about the Young Australian of the Year Awards or anything else, I'd be happy to ask them. So thank you very much.